My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Tuesday, March 9th. While the Yankees played in Lakeland, it was a good day for Gary Sanchez and Jay Bruce, who both hit home runs, and Davey Garcia threw another three scoreless innings. Bad news for Zach Britton. The Yankees announced earlier today that Britton was undergoing an MRI, or had undergone an MRI, because of soreness that developed after his throwing session on Sunday. And the Yankees announced on Tuesday afternoon that Britton is headed back to New York to have surgery to remove a bone chip from his left elbow. They have not announced a timetable yet. It is not the Tommy John surgery that when you first hear elbow soreness, you fear. But the bone chip is going to be significant enough that the surgery will put him in a period of inactivity here for several weeks. The Yankees aren't giving a timetable, but if you figure he's just shut down for several weeks, you're 3 weeks away from opening day. I would think that this is, May is the earliest you're going to see Zach Britton at this point. If everything goes smoothly, we'll get more information to you as that comes in. But I would basically think if you're going to take it slow and make sure that you get this right, that you will not see Zach Britton for at least the first month of the regular season. A blow to the Yankees, with the bullpen being a strength and the rotation having some question marks. The bullpen is deep enough to withstand this for a little while, assuming it's a normal recovery from a bone chip and there are no other complications for Zach Britton. The bullpen does still include, obviously, Roldis Chapman at the back end. You've got Chad Green and Darren O'Day and Justin Wilson along as well. And I feel like you have a couple of good arms that you can rely on. Perhaps Nick Nelson, who's turning some heads. It doesn't necessarily have to be a lefty, although, remember that you've got some guys who they count on to get both righties and lefties out in Justin Wilson and Chad Green, and they're still obviously a very big part of this. So, it is a blow to this team, and we'll see how they overcome it. And if some of these young arms that they talk about having so much promise and being very impressed with the arms in camp, if they can get 10 appearances out of one of these guys until Britton is ready, that might be what they're looking for. You do have guys like, as I said, Green and O'Day and Wilson, who had the experience of pitching in 7th, 8th inning roles, and you're going to get some long relief, middle relief type of guys like Jonathan Loaiza. Perhaps Domingo Germán falls into that role as you look to build him back up. Davey Garcia pitched well against the Tigers on Tuesday, and I would think he probably has a leading shot to get that fifth starter spot, especially over Herman, whose inactivity probably works against him and could probably use some more time. If he's not that swingman, multi-inning relief guy for you, he could probably use some time at the alternate site to build up again, depending on what we see from him for the rest of the spring. But I mentioned Nick Nelson. A lot of people really like his stuff, and he debuted last year. We'll see how his spring goes here. If he's able to, he's got to start his repertoire, but he could simplify that for a one-inning role if that's the way he's going to be used. And we'll see how he bounces back here from his outings each time in the spring and see if he's able to grab a hold of one of these spots. So the first injury blow to the Yankees is not severe, but it is significant when you consider how important a piece Zach Britton is and how long it's going to take for him to recover from the bone chip. Again, no official timetable yet, but you've got to figure if you're sitting here on March 9th, it would be hard to see him pitching in a game anywhere before May at this point. And we'll wait to see official word from the Yankees as we get going here. I want to focus a little bit more on Aaron Judge. He's playing back-to-back days, took a couple of bats as the DH today. He's going to be in the outfield tomorrow, playing back-to-back days. It's obviously been a rough couple of years for Judge to stay on the field. And that included last spring when he was not a full player for the Yankees last spring. Wasn't a player at all for the Yankees last spring in spring training 1.0. The rib injury that he had didn't really allow him to heal and play until summer camp. Spring training 2.0. He got out of the gate pretty strong, hit 9 homers and 101 at-bats. And and then we know that the injury bug hit him again. And that's been kind of the thing with him. But we see when he's on the field what kind of an impact player he can be. We know what kind of an impact he has on the lineup. You can see it just when the pitchers attack, even when he's going good or not. When he's going good, you see what kind of damage he can do. I don't know if he'll ever hit 50 home runs again for a variety of reasons. That first season was quite a doozy, right? But to expect him to put up 4, 5, or 8 more seasons like that, that's probably a little high. But I think at this point, you'd like to see a couple of 30, 40 home run years or something in between there. And a lot of that is about staying on the field. He has not been on the field for 120 games since that rookie season. And the various injuries have popped up. So a little bit of Aaron Judge. I had a chance in our morning Zoom meeting with Aaron Boone to ask the manager, the birthday boy, Aaron Boone, about how he feels Judge's spring training is going. Aaron, how's Judge look to you so far?
Judge, he looks good. Another one of those guys that came in with a great physical assessment, body-wise, physically came in a great spot. I think really excited and pushing me to play from game one. These guys were, him and DJ and Glaber and guys were on a road trip, 1 and 2 games into the season, and that I think speaks to how they're feeling physically and where they're at.
Because he was so limited last spring, in the first go around, can you tell the difference?
Yeah, I mean, no question. I mean, he's out there, he's playing, his body's responding. I got him DH'ing today, but playing again tomorrow night, and we'll probably push the innings up a little bit. So really excited about where he's at and how he's feeling and how he's responding.
As you've watched the last couple of years, I know everybody has taken the playoff losses hard, but what have you noticed about him specifically in the aftermath of those?
Just he's got that deep down burn, has always had it since I won't forget the first time I had a meeting with him here in my office at the start of my first spring training, and we probably met for 20-30 minutes, and I came away from that meeting understanding what a burning competitive drive that he has, and that's probably only been strengthened. You've heard both of us talk about the scars that we have from what we've been through the last few years, and we truly believe that, you know, it's going to make it all the more sweeter when we get to the top, and his burn is strong.
From that first meeting to now, what have you seen from him as far as leadership, how he's kind of evolved and grown there?
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, for being a superstar player, obviously he's the ultimate teammate. Like, he cares deeply about his guys and always kind of is looking out for them and wanting to protect them, and that's just been cemented with me, just the kind of teammate he is absolutely team first. It's about winning, and I think more than any team I've been around, you know, winning is all it's about. And you know, when your best players driving that or setting that tone, it usually leads to that kind of culture.
And here's a little bit from Judge himself from Sunday afternoon, describing how he's feeling so far this spring physically.
The biggest thing I'm noticing is just how the body's responding, you know, after each game. You know, I'm noticing that, you know, the soreness isn't as bad, you know, recovering better, you know, feeling better after the game. So I think that's, you know, a step forward, and I think we'll have a better answer for that, you know, as we get closer to the season.
I said it before, having him play, just play games, is going to be what's going to bring out the best in Aaron Judge. We haven't seen him play 120 games. I would love to sit there and tell you that, you know, he's going to play 150, 155 games. I would sign up for 130. If you're talking about him and Giancarlo Stanton, just think about the idea that maybe a muscle pull at some point will cost him some time. I would sign up for 130 from each of those guys, because that's likely going to end up resulting in about 30 to 35 home runs there as well for both of them. And I think they're capable of it. Stanton might actually have a better chance of staying on the field a little bit longer, simply because he's in the DH role, a little less wear and tear. Judge has talked about not throwing his body around the field quite so much, maybe getting a little bit smarter in the way he plays defense, and maybe that could help. We'll see as this goes on. And, you know, once the red light goes on, the games start, it's one thing to say that in February, March. It's another thing to make it happen and you know, watch out for your body when you've been used to playing a certain way your entire career. He needs to play games. And there's a lot of talk about, you know, okay, are they going to sign him to extension? Are they going to let him get away? Well, there's still plenty of time for that. I think it would have been a legit discussion if he had put up several healthy seasons, and you'd be thinking about, okay, can you afford to lose this guy in free agency or not? I don't think you're at that point yet. I think you need him to stay healthy before you can even think about that point and think about where you want to proceed with Judge in your future here. 2 years is an awfully long time. He can play two healthy seasons and do a lot of damage and make you feel like he is invaluable. Or he could have two more injury-filled seasons and make you feel like he's not worth the risk of a long-term investment. He could also have something in between. He could have one injury-filled season, one great season, and you're left to decide. Nothing is really going to tell you anything about what to do for his future until you see these next 2 years play out. And they're important years. You know, Judge himself is talking about the idea of winning a championship. And of course he should, because that's the way the Yankees measure themselves. And he's been knocking on the door a couple of times of getting to a World Series, has not. But if you think about where great Yankees of the past are, I guess we got to take Don Mattingly out of the equation, because he didn't ever get there to a World Series. And it took Thurman Munson, because of the time in Yankee history we came up, some lean years, it took him, what, you know, 6-7 years before he was able to get to the World Series. And then he made three in a row with some great Yankees teams. But other than those two, if you're talking about the great, iconic Yankees, they've almost all won championships, multiple championships, early in their careers. Aaron Judge is entering his fifth full season as a Yankee, his sixth season overall after coming up in 2016. Derek Jeter had multiple rings by that time. Mickey Mantle, Joe DiMaggio, multiple rings by that time. I know it is not fair to put Judge in a category of those guys, but you know, that's kind of what we want to see. Does he belong in that category? Could he belong in that category? If he stays here, puts up big numbers, and wins championships. But you know, the point I'm getting at here is that by this time in their career, all those players had already won multiple championships and cemented who they were as players for the Yankees, that they were great players, and all they needed to do from that point was stay healthy. And they would continue to produce at the levels they did and become iconic players. They had established their value and the essence of who they were very early in their careers. Aaron Judge has had 1 year like that, and the rest of them have been filled with injuries. And from a team standpoint, they've been filled with disappointment of losing in the postseason. So that's two goals right there for Aaron Judge before you start thinking about contracts and extensions and captains and all that stuff. Think about two things. Stay on the field and get to the World Series, because those are how the great Yankees are measured. And I think we all know how special player Judge can be. We all know how charismatic he is and what he means to the fans in this era of Yankee baseball. But if you're going to be compared to Yankee greats, you've got to do two things. You got to stay on the field, and you got to get to a World Series. And that's really just mission number one in 2021 for Aaron Judge and the Yankees. Thank you all for listening here. Keep coming back. Our WFAN Baseball Insiders podcasts are now found on the radio.com platform and the Apple Podcast platform, as well as others, by searching for WFAN Baseball Insiders. Subscribe, and you'll get my Yankees updates and Ed Coleman's Mets updates delivered to you daily. Once again, thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.